This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a series of actions Wednesday to combat climate change, saying they will restore scientific integrity and evidence-based policymaking across the U.S. government. Biden said the orders to combat climate change will make the issue an essential element of U.S. foreign policy and national security. In addition, Biden is directing government agencies to buy carbon pollution-free electricity and clean zero emission vehicles to create good-paying union jobs and stimulate clean energy. Biden is planning for the U.S. to host a summit of climate change leaders in April on the annual celebration of Earth Day. U.S. security officials warning that ongoing anger over the outcome of the recent presidential election, as well as other grievances, could fuel new violence across the country. The Department of Homeland Security on Wednesday issued a National Terrorism Advisory System bulletin cautioning that a heightened threat environment is likely to persist at the end of April. The bulletin further warns that violent domestic extremists may be emboldened by the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., to target elected officials and government facilities. On Monday, the U.S. Army announced it will be keeping 7,000 National Guard troops in the nation's capital through at least mid-March, citing concerns surrounding several high-profile events, including President Biden's upcoming address to a joint session of Congress, impeachment trial of former President Trump, and the annual March for Life. The White House also expressed concern about the domestic extremism, announcing last week it had requested a comprehensive threat assessment from U.S. intelligence agencies stemming from the siege of the Capitol. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. The United States indicted three members of the far-right Oath Keepers militia, accusing them of conspiring to storm the Capitol in a bid to stop Congress from certifying President Biden's electoral victory. Indictments alleges that Jessica Watkins and Donovan Crowell, both of Ohio, and Thomas Caldwell of Virginia, conspired as far back as November to obstruct Congress. None of three has entered a plea in the case. World Health Organization investigators are starting their work in determining the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic after completing a two-week quarantine Thursday in Wuhan, China, where the virus was detected. China, which for months rejected calls for an international probe, has pledged to provide adequate access for the researchers. The team is expected to spend several weeks interviewing people from research institutes, hospitals, and a market linked to many of the first cases. The WHO has said the purpose of the mission is not to assign blame for the pandemic, but to figure out how it started in order to better prevent and combat future outbreaks of disease. Worldwide, the coronavirus has infected more than 100 million people, killing about 2.1 million, with more than 420 deaths here in the U.S. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said his government would be imposing tougher COVID-19 border restrictions. Johnson telling Parliament Wednesday, British citizens and residents returning home from a list of about 30 countries deemed as high risk will be required to isolate, and government provided accommodations such as hotels for 10 days without exception. Johnson said he's taking action to prevent the risk of vaccine-busting new coronavirus strains entering the country. Johnson also said British public school classes will remain online until at least March 8th. British schools have been closed since early this month when the country was locked down. Tanzanian President John Magufuli warning his health administration against rushing to adopt COVID-19 vaccines, suggesting the vaccines may not be safe or effective. Magufuli directed the Ministry of Health to only adopt a vaccine after it is certified by Tanzanian experts. The president has told officials to promote herbs to remedy COVID-19 symptoms. The United States now warning Americans to avoid all travel to the Eastern African country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Also, additional information at our VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News, reporting remotely.